Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here, Sunday morning. Let's look at the skies. It's the 4th of July. Independence Day? No, the flying saucers are coming or not coming. With us today is a good friend, Steve Cates, otherwise known as Dr. Sky, and he'll tell us what's going on this 4th of July.
Well, good morning, John, and happy birthday, America, to everybody listening here. I'm going to start off with space this morning and talk about an interesting story. There's an object in space that America's put up called the X-37B. What is it? It's a little space plane that looks like a miniature version, almost like a mini space shuttle. But why is it important? Because it's going to celebrate over 780 days in space. It was launched, this one called Mission OTB-6, back on May 17, 2020. Why is this important? This is conducting some very secret research. I can't really tell exactly what it's doing, but there's one thing that we are learning that's been put out to the public. What it's actually doing is figuring a way to transfer, as we see, solar power into radio frequency microwave energy. Now, what does that mean in simple language? It means that it's doing technology that can take solar power and eventually use it to beam it down to the Earth in usable energy. So, John, I bet you there's so many other secret type of things that the spacecraft is doing. And the record holder for the longest spacecraft, at least in orbit for the longest time, was a weather satellite known as Landsat 5. It was up there 29 years. So the X-37B is about to make history. Imagine that, John, 780 days in space, and it's got no pilot in there. It's all done by artificial intelligence and remote control. I find that fascinating.
Does that mean that we're getting to a spot where we can take off and land, or was it on top of another airplane when this went up?
Yes, John, this actually was launched. A good question. It was launched on top of a rocket. And I remember being down at the Cape many years ago, and I was taking pictures of some of the aircraft and spacecraft that were in a hangar. And one of the guys told me, do not take pictures of that object. That's what it was. The X-37 was sitting on top of a rocket. So the interesting thing about this space plane, John, is that it launches on top of a rocket, but it lands on a runway just like the space shuttle. So the next generation will be to get an object like that to take off from the ground, go to space, and return. But the technology is just amazing. We have other things, John, that are fascinating too. The U.S. military, particularly the Navy, is definitely confused, at least that's what I'm reading, about all these drone sightings over Navy ships. Back in 2019, the USS Bunker Hill got to sea and got swarmed by a whole bunch of these so-called drones. Well, some of the news stories indicate that it might have come from a Chinese freighter known as the MS Bass Strait. And it even gets even crazier. The USS Russell, another destroyer, actually fired on these type of drones back in 2020. But what's still mysterious, John, and we're still investigating it, what the heck are these? Are these Chinese military technology? Are they something from another world? And the Navy has a thing called Ghostbusters. Get a load of this. They brought in a team of people to fire this device. It's an electronic device that jams the drones. The mystery continues, John. Nobody knows what the heck this is.
Well, I hope we, me and you, find out in our lifetime, because I'd like to know if all the Star Trek episodes we're watching are real, or or it's a lot of BS.
Finally, we got a story here that's amazing. We celebrate the 414th anniversary, or we mark it, of a large asteroid some 600 feet across, allegedly, that came and exploded over Russia and Siberia, called Tunguska. The object apparently airburst 12,000 feet above the Earth or higher, but the explosion from this air blast in the air was well over 12 megatons. Now, this is 1908. So apparently, astronomers thought that it actually hit the Earth. But the explosion, or the airburst, actually caused the most damage. Imagine this, John. An airburst explosion of 12 megatons wiped out a forest in northern Siberia, almost the same size as the state of Rhode Island. But what's interesting, there's no rocks or debris on the ground. So some think that this object skimmed the Earth, came in so close, 600 feet in diameter, the air burst that exploded, or, you know, created this big blast over the upper atmosphere. And lucky for us, it skimmed back into space. So here we go again, talking about the dangers of space rocks from the outer solar system, these things called asteroids. And finally, in the visual world, there's a new comet that's actually coming close to the Earth sometime in July, and maybe better in December. It's called C-2017-K2 Pan-STARRS. It thought that the nucleus, John, of this comet is 11 miles in diameter. So we'll be reporting on how people can actually see this with a pair of binoculars. It won't be super bright. But isn't it amazing, John, all the things that are going around us as we talk about this, as we nearly reach America's 246th birthday.
Dr. Sky, Steve Cates, God bless America. And thank you for giving us a few items that we can smile about and think about. And God bless you. God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure to be on your show.